Chapter 40, Leader Profile, Audrey Crane. Path to Leadership. I first met Audrey in 1996 at Netscape, where she was, even then, establishing a reputation as someone very smart who knew how to get things done. I remember being struck by her unusual mind, and she shared with me that in college she had studied pure mathematics and theater. Audrey was working at the nexus of product and design when much of the internet was just emerging. She was very fortunate to be able to learn from one of the pioneers of modern product design, Hugh Dubberly, when Hugh ran design for Netscape. Before that, Hugh ran design for Apple. After Netscape, Audrey joined Hugh's design firm, getting a front row seat on many of the industry's most difficult design challenges. For the past decade, Audrey has been a partner at the Design Map design firm where she's hired, coached, and worked with several hundred product designers over the years. She has helped in the design of literally hundreds of applications of all types. Audrey recently published the book, What CEOs Need to Know About Design. Leadership in Action. Audrey's leadership style is best explained in her own words. My earliest experiences managing and being managed were in theater, and much of my management style grew out of that. Most people can't even start summer jobs until they're 15 or so, but I started acting in plays when I was around 10 years old, and continued through middle school, high school, a bachelor's degree, and several years after graduating, until I found design at Netscape. Don't get me wrong, it was far from being a career, but I spent many, many hours on stage, in the costume shop, backstage, and even doing some directing. I'm certain it informed my approach to leadership. The theater analogy. Some of the basic tenets of a theater production transfer nicely to the workplace. Of course, there is a team of people working towards a common goal. They're selected for their experience, skill, and potential, as well as their ability to work well with other people on the team. The vision. Especially because the team has such diverse skills, actors, but also lighting and set and sound and costume designers, dressers, stage managers, and on and on. A director's job is to set a shared goal and a vision for the future. That goal setting certainly has artistic aspirations, but it's also strategic and even pragmatic. What will an audience respond to? What kinds of costumes and sets can we afford? How many actors? What kind of production will pack the house? Similarly, I try to set a vision and to make my goals explicit, collaborating on goals before firming them up for myself and the team. I love this kind of big-picture puzzle solving, and it's my favorite thing to do with teams, gauge and clarify constraints, weigh goals across an organization and with customers, assess capabilities, and create a vision for how we solve for all these things. It's not about you. A director casts an actor for a specific role because she believes that the way that particular person will play the part will be great. There is a very old, very firm rule in directing. No line readings. A line reading is when the director says the actor's lines to her in the hopes of getting the actor to mimic them. This is a huge no-no and implies that either the director isn't skilled enough to get the performance she wants out of the actor, or that the best the actor has to offer is her ability to mimic the director. This is a limited example. But imagine if everyone on the cast and crew was limited by the best the director could do. It'd be a pretty weak show. Along these lines, cast and crew trust the director to see the whole and make it great. If they're willing to go out on a limb to trust the director, then it follows that the director must take responsibility if something goes sideways. At the same time, the director will not be on stage for the curtain call, usually. This take the blame, give the credit philosophy isn't news in management style, but theater illustrates it nicely. Bring their best. Given that goal, a director's highest responsibility is to bring to bear the best of what each team member has to offer in service of the shared goal. Rarely is the director the most highly skilled at any of the jobs that others on her team do. Of course, she must be knowledgeable so that she can appreciate, support, and grow each person on the team. But she isn't the best, and in some ways, that's the point. Similarly, as a manager, I am certain that every person on my team is better at a great many things than I am. I'm not trying to get them to do what I want them to do, and definitely not to do things exactly the way I do them. Rather, I'm looking for what they're passionate at, brilliant at, nascently savant at, and then organizing a team's worth of brilliance towards a common, shared goal that supports the larger goals of the business and the business's customers. The most rewarding experiences of my career have been identifying talent and aptitude in people who weren't aware of it themselves, and then convincing them that they're great at whatever the thing is. And working with a team, all operating in ways that they are passionate about or excel at, means being part of something so much greater than the strengths of any one individual person. Those teams are transformational, both in terms of how it feels to belong to one and what they can accomplish. In that vein, as an employee, I have been most inspired by working for managers like Marty and Hugh Dubberly, and thank my lucky stars that I had that opportunity. One of the things they have in common is the way they inspire greatness. They were a little bit terrifying to work for the same reason. They both believed in me in specific ways, and to a degree that I frankly didn't believe in myself. But I had so much respect, admiration, and love for them that I was going to do everything I could possibly do to live up to their expectations, however misplaced I thought they were at the time. Critique. In both theater and film, a director will give notes regularly. The cadence might be hourly, per scene, or per performance, but giving constructive feedback, whether it's "That was great, do more of it," or "Totally confused by your choice there," is a given in any relationship with a director. Mutual respect and collaboration demand clear, direct feedback. Celebration. The wonderful thing about theater and film is that celebrations are built in. Whether it's opening night, closing night, or wrap parties, everyone takes a minute to step back and consider what they've accomplished together. I think we don't take enough opportunities to celebrate in business, and I look for ways, large and small, that individuals and teams can be honored. As a leader, there's nothing better than assembling a talented cast, providing them a story they can get excited about, coaching them to reach their potential, and watching them create something special together.